Let's start to throw up our sleeve. Let's say we were warming up. Let's warm it up a little bit, and then we're ready to roll up our sleeves and then we get to work. So what do we know? Let's take a look together. Let's read together and let's think together. The Mishnah in Chalon. So the Yehuda says that the Svina is considered to be mechuber to the karaka, connected to the karaka, if there's actual contact. If there's no contact, in a goshasha, not mechuber. Like with respect to Shema Tumet. Good. And Tanakama, apparently, as an aside, the Tosfos, the long Tosfos, you didn't see, or Rabbi Yehuda talks about that. Does in fact the Tanakama disagree or not? So at this point in the Gemara, within the Rabbi Yehuda, we're assuming the Machlokas at Hanan. Okay, right now we're in the Machlokas. Tanakama says it's Mechuba regardless. Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's not touching, it's not Mechuba. The Ruzera says that sounds like Asus Nakam Agabi Zera. I have Asus Nakam. And the Svina is the equivalent of Asus Nakam. If it's touching the ground, for sure it's Mechuba. If it's lifted off the ground, then the Machlokas. That's Mavish, Asus Nakam Agabi Zera. I have the Asus Nakam. So it would be on the ground, it would definitely be Mechuba. But now it's lifted off the ground. So I have I have the hefsek of the airspace. Does the airspace break the connection? Does it break the chibur? Or does the airspace not break the chibur? That's great. We always wondered about the asus nakam agabi seidos. That's a mishnah. So if there holds halacha lamaisa asus nakam agabi seidos, what's the difference of mechubur or not? Mechubur tanan. That's if there is a punch. And then Rava says, Rav Zera not so fast, I argue with Rav Zera. Rava says, two other choices. Either everyone agrees it is, or everyone agrees it's not. This fits right into this machokas in the Mishnah of Chava, Masechet Chava. Rava says, no, duma lohi, maybe not. Rabbi Yehuda said what? He's the one who said, Ein lo mechubar, because the bone is always in motion. Well, the Gemara says it's meant, designed to move. It's asuya levrala. And Rashi, Kolomar, Efneshi mahalechas kolsha. That's always, as an aside, always important. Especially in the past. Maybe you see, the other ones have to be sensitive. Whatever Rashi says, Kolomar. The Ritva uses it dying frequently also. Rashi, especially. Say Kolomar, so what does Kolomar tell you? It's a red flag. This means to say, what I mean to say is, meaning what they tell you, the word Kolomar is always a flag, that we're going to interpret the Lashon HaGemara a little bit, so not moving. A little bit. What it means to say is like this. What's Rashi doing?
It's built to move, it actually is moving. Why Rashi has to change? Since saying that it can move to say that it does move. Right, because the point is, it meant to move, but not all the time. I don't always move my backyard. Every once a year, I'll
redecorate the backyard, redecorate my patio, so I'll move it around. But the boat is meant to be in motion. Yes?
With the flower pot, you have to take an active role in making it move. With the flower pot, you have to take it up and move it. With the shift, it's a passive thing. If you don't do something, it will move.
Let's go to order. You sort of told us now in order, but now let's see. Let's just host today. There is the country. The scene of the El Shalcharis. The Enes Trichemi Nakis. Now, how come here we were asking for us to talk of whether, but before it's like the boat didn't, presumably didn't have a hole in it. So how is that? Who cares? Goshesh, if not Goshesh, it says, us is Sheinu Nakum. So how does it help? The Zatos said, what? The Mitzvah Menachas, the Karaka, doesn't need a Nekas. Okay, we have a Menachas. The Gemara Menachas said the distinction between Eitz and Chavit. Us is Tereit, throwing a Kiva. Yeah, what was his Raya? So this is the Raya was from the Gemara and Menachas. The Amar Tana, what we say, the Tana, the one Bryce that says, should the God, should the Chuvah, should the Sinah, should the Asit, maybe the color. The things growing in 80s locations, on the roof, in the broken down house, in the boat, or in the flower pot, maybe the Koray. What's maybe the Koray? The mitzvah of two or three different mitzvahs of Bikurim. Everyone knows, if it's true. It appears in a couple of different places. There's one mitzvah of Bikurim, is to set it aside. You have a mitzvah of Bikurim to set it aside, to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, to do the mikra Bikurim, and then ultimately it also goes to the Koray. But the Hava, maybe the Koray, maybe the inner Koray, you have to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash and put it down on the floor of the Azara, and the coin will take it. But you don't have the added element of Mikra, so the part of Kisabba, to say, Rami Obadam Zir is Mitzrayim. Sometimes you have the opportunity to do both. Maybe you bring the Mikra to the Koray, even to the Mikra, and sometimes you can't do the Mikra. That's what the Shnai's Bikurim are full of. So why can't you do the Mikra Bikurim? Because sometimes there's something in the Mikra Bikurim that's not true. You can only say it if it's true. So it says, you keep referring to the Avos. Yeah. Right. So it could be he can't really say that. It's not his father. Yaakovina was not his father. So maybe he'll have Mr. Bikur, but he can't say it. Or if it doesn't qualify as Arzacha. But it doesn't qualify as Hazama, so then, what is the possibility that women can't do mikra bikurim? Because she may have to own this piece of land, but the land is really given to the men. So the basic halukas are to the men. So it could be she can't do mikra. Maybe she might be maybe nevia ve'ina kora. So here too, astira and brises. If you bring it, you have the things that grew in the boat. The things that grew in the flower pot. Or you made it the kore, or made it the ino kore. The Gemara says, well, because it might not be fully called perhaps Arsaha. So Asizaz is Okashya, Kamba Nakov Kamba Sha'inov. You only have the right to be Kore if it's Asiz Nakam. Sina Sinanam Okashya, Kamba Shal Eight, Kamba Shal Kharif. So apparently there are two ways to be fully Mahubar. Either that depends what material it is, or it depends if you have a hole. So Raj Tosis is speaking to the Rav of Rashi. Hey, Rashi, there are two routes. Either you're Cheres, then you're automatically Mechuvah. Or you're Eitz, that depends whether you have a hole or not. The boat doesn't have a hole, it's only Mechuvah if it's Cheres. But if you have a wooden flower pot with a hole, that's also Mechuvah. So Mishani again, us to us is Okasha. No problem, us is versus us. It's Kamba Nakam, Kamba Deirna. Sina, Okasha, Kamba Shalait, Kamba Shalhev. When we did love Mishani, the Sina, Kamba Shalhevah, why did we raise that issue with the Sina? Apparently, the Sina doesn't have a hole. But that's saying, in some of there's a hole. Sina doesn't have a hole. Probable, we would imagine, is a good assumption in any case. You can have a Sina with a hole. It's a hole inside. That's the whole problem. The repair the screen of the Kabbalah Shalcharev that you are in the Kuvah Hadik in the Kuvah. If it's Kharev, apparently the boat is Kharev, and if it's Kharev, it doesn't need a hole. But also, Ashmi and Chidush, Acher, Bespino, Shein of Bahasid. So that's what Rashi says, that doesn't stand for Rashi, that us is not, if it's wood, if it's plastic, it needs a hole, if it's Kharev, it doesn't need a hole. Well? Huh?
Bathtub.
A bathtub can't hold 4 people,
and
you need at least 4 people.
So a big bathtub.
You were talking about the boat. We make boats out of metal. How do you make a boat out of metal?
Yeah, they're boats out of
metal.
Stronger
out of metal.
No, the boat's out of metal.
Okay.
But anyway, back there, boats because you have empty space inside.
You can make a boat out of pretty
no? Much. Archimedes.
Yeah, anything. As long as you have it big enough, put it in
right.
The right chance.
And thin enough.
Thin enough? Big enough.
Well, not heavy enough.
Same thing. You can't make a boat out there. The question is, what were they making boats out of? So again, Shitas Rashi, the gist, the Shitas Rashi that was, that whenever we talk about artist knuckles, versus the Aaron Oxford we're talking about, wood. Cheres is not in your neck. That's Rashi Shita. Cheres is not in your neck. So Tyson, this is very difficult. How many kashas did you find in Tyson? That's Shitas Rashi, right? Cheres is not in your neck. Artist knuckles means artist showing. What kashas did you find in Rashi? What are the basic category? What are the two basic types of questions the Tosfos is asking Rashi? Rashi says that Artis Nakut means word, Cheres is Adni Nakut. Those are the two problems with that. Two basic problems with that. One is Rashi is assuming that Otsis, whenever we talk about Otsis Nakam, we're always talking about a wooden one, or a plastic one, or a metal one, and not Cheres. Whenever we talk about Otsis Nakam, we're going to stop Otsis, so it doesn't mean a Cheres. So Rashi told us it's going to attach in terms of the language. Who says? Maybe stop Otsis doesn't mean Cheres. I'll show you. We always talk about Otsis, it's always ends up being pottery. By us, it's definitely true. Something about wooden planters, but most planters, and they are in earthenware. Essentially, they think that David Hanab was also. The one is just a dictionary issue. The word artist, what does artist mean? Does artist mean an earthenware pot? Does artist mean a wooden pot? A dictionary issue. Important. Half not to mean a lot, but it's a dictionary issue. How do you translate the word? Well, how is the word used in the days of the Mishnah? The other type of kasha is to show that the halacha is wrong, to show that Cheres does mean an echo. That's the other type of Rashi. The fact that Rashi is saying the wrong fact. I can show you right that Cheres means an echo. Right, so those are the two types of kashas that you're going to see. So for example, when Tosfos brought the Rashi Bram brought that riot from the Tosfosa with the Kovan and Tangok, that was what they were talking about. They need to refrigerate their squash. They probably didn't want it to spoil. So where do you have your refrigerator?
There
you go. Right, 60 degrees. The problem is what happens if you push them into the ground. As much as they get cold, sometimes you start to grow. Okay, you'll start to grow, big deal, so what? You'll have a little more. The problem is the shmitzah. I'm not a lot of plants. So whatever, I've got one plant in the ground, I want to make sure it's going to sprout under the violation of the Issa of Melechet HaKatah during Shmiz. So what's the solution? Solution is, put it in a box. Right? Exactly, put it in a box. And what's the bunch of Gemara called the box? What does the Tosefta call the box? Box and Otis. And then, there would be the Tosefta raises a cute source of this idea of burying the body. The Otis box is in the Satsan Bikli Chavit. Plus they can hear me out. Tell me something totally different. Talking about how to store your documents so they don't get ruined. The story of a Yirmiyahu and Hanano. It's cute. I'll be saying, well, there's an example of it. Cute, here, memory. Okay. So what do you see? So, well, we're not learning Shmiz, we're not learning Shmiz now. Why do we care? Why do we care? So it shows that the word Otis. Yeah, and it kind of shows that word Otis means Cheres. But what was the riot, the pasuk that we quoted to talk about Otis was that the Cheres. Okay.
Why did the
Cheres
take
Give me any other case where you see that midrabanan. Is that there?
No, it's not there.
Not there. No, it's not true. It's not true. Yeah, that's true. What should we do? We're supposed to Menachem. They're Menachem. Oh. Otherwise, there's... Again, Davishan Kasha is why in the Gemara Menachem there was a difference between Nakav and Nakav, between Eitz and Cheres. So if it's not Mechubar, so then there should be no Bikurv at all. So why maybe they don't cover? It should be zero. It ain't no maybe. It's the same as the Chutzlar. Good Kasha. And Bikurv is a little different. The cooler might be a little different. This will take us a little far afield. I gotta take a look. No, the easy answer might be some sort of thing that I've on. The question is
why?
But you do know. It is fair for me to ask you. Well, it's sort of fair for me to ask you. Yes, please. You might want to ask me. What do you know about us to say? What do you guys know about us to say?
Pretty broad question.
No, what sources do you know about the channel? Don't give me philosophy. Well, what do you know, Tolkien? How do you know, other than the fact that I believe that it's real, how do you know the difference between us and not
the
channel? Who told you? Mishnayos. Good. Mishnayos. What do
Mishnayos
tell you?
Us is not the
huh?
Atznagav Tikarka.
Right, we have two Mishnah. So one Mishnah says. The Mishnah in Shabbat said, okay, if you're totally from Atznagav, you're Chayiv. If you suddenly go to Atznagav and you rip it out, you pick some tomatoes from Atznagav, you're Chayiv Tilo. Chayiv Chayiv. If you toy from Atznagav, you're not Chayiv. Okay, Pasuk. I putter makes you start thinking a little bit.
Putter.
It's still attached to some soil. But now it's
beside
the soil. Right. So that's interesting. And then take a look at the other side of the page. In the Mishnah Tamari. Us is not Kareu Ka'aret. Okay, now you gotta keep reading. Tara, Mina Aret, Al, Hatus Naka. Oh, the Hatus Naka, Al, Aret, Shrumata, Shruma.
Yeah,
why? Because they're both chayv and atzmak. Right? They're equally chayv. Because the thing that grows not just nakam, the thing that grows mamash from the karka, it's all equally chayv min atzmak. Therefore, it works either way. It's all the same. How about our atzmak? Mishaeno nakam. The last one. Mishaeno nakam. Our nakam. Truma v'yachzer v'yipshav. That's interesting. I have my flower pot on the shelf, and I have my flower pot on the ground. I have my us to say anakav, us is nakav. And I take from the eno nakav as truma on the nakav, so the eno nakav stuff is truma. The yachzer yisrael. You gotta take truma again to pasher up the nakav stuff. Meaning, if something happened, it wasn't like taking plastic fruit and making them truma. I don't say if nothing happened. The truma was chal on the stuff growing in the flower pot to eno nakav. That's interesting. This wasn't enough. The guy did the truma again. So why did anything happen at all? This is plastic. It's zero. It's not a local bird. It's like growing, it's like Paris Whistler. I take apples from my backyard. I take apples from my backyard and make them truma. It's garnished. Zero. Zero. So what's going on? So here they're making a little bit. If you take a look at who the Rambam writes in Paris Mishnah. Yeah. Let's read the Rambam. There's other one, come on. Artist, Kalisha, Zorin, Bone, and you planted, okay, I planted. If I had knuckled, to shear shoulder spatan, if it had a size, it had a hole, he tells you what the shear is, the width of a narrow root, half of me, Kazayas, more than a Kazayas. Hole of the Mechubala, Arat, Tereas, Arat, since it's considered attached to the ground, that's like the ground, the same as growing the ground, Mamish. Here the Rama and the Pirish and Mishnah, the Bala Pesh. The Dabra Sameach. But also kli ketameach ba'aretz, the earth in the flower pot, atzmak nakov is like the ground itself. Something growing in the atzmak nakov is like growing the ground itself. And therefore, chayv in the Torah. At the Mer Ba'aretz who shechai b'tshuva z'mayis is Mer Tzolei. The only time shechai b'tshuva z'mayis is if he's going from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael or...
No,
I'll say. There you go. There you go. The Mer Ba'aretz who shechai b'tshuva z'mayis is exactly what you said. You got off the hook. And now we saw him getting off the hook. Those who I think there was one line in the Tekir earlier in Kisasa. Atta She'el Nafkev is not as high as Minatora. That's interesting. So if you have a flower pot, without the hole also, Midrabana can be high in Shumas Marathas. And apparently, Midrabana you can be high in Yikurim. The Mikra Bikurim is going to be reserved when it's the real deal. You're not going to have a Mikra Bikurim unless you're really, truly high. Very good. Very good. Excellent. The Minatora, the Midrabana, you have everything. The Minatora, Minatora you're not.
Why
not?
Yeah, when you
want
to
I think what
that thing over there, I told him it's not going to grow at all.
It's a practice, it's a scientific issue.
No, I think the point is that it does grow.
No, Shaloya Smiya. You look at the lesson, Tim told you, Shaloya Smiya.
Remember, the ride we're bringing from Shvita, I think, take a look. I think the ride bringing from Shvita is just from the language.
Not
the word Atsis, the word Atsis means Kairos.
Not that it's going to grow, I think it's going to grow, if it's in a wooden pot, then the wood stock of the
bed. Almost, but look what it says. HaTomet HaLof B'Shviyas Remeir Omer Darach Eret, what you do? Tomet Ba'atsis Lo Yitzma. You really ought to put it, you really don't want to make it grow anyway. So it could be, maybe it's not even just a problem, because it could be because the Darach Eret is scouting, I was trying to do that, but the proper thing to do, you really should put it in a box. Put it in the Atsis. Put in a flower pot. Why? So you know, shouldn't start growing at all. Obviously, right, it shouldn't start growing. It's going to prevent the growth. Not that it will make it chutzpah. Obviously, ain't Ryan Dabar. Say, is it a Dabar? When it's happened to see Kharas, come on, Yam Gyalu Rabin. And what's the takeaway? What's the, so what? What do you see from this? Alma, Zetzman, Avas, Sam Asir, Shal Kharas. So that's the major takeaway. It's not the major takeaway. It's not the only takeaway. It's a dictionary issue. What does the word Asis mean? Asis means Kharas. Good. So the only one is the dictionary issue. What does the word Atsis mean? From the previous kasha Tosfos had, from Kaf Aleph, it was a double kasha. Not only you see what the word Atsis means, but also you see this halacha that Cheres requires Neket. Let's take a look. What was the first kasha? The kasha was saying, Lusha, a problem with Rashi. Again, Rashi says that what the Cheres does not require a whole. Stam Atsis is eight. Atsis not means word. Kasha the same Rusha, the other Kabbalah of Perik Bay, the one of Kafala, Kisabo, he writes the guest. Al Cheres of Naku, on the Cheres of the Asis Naku is Kasha, because the Asis Naku itself is not considered Makuber to the carcass. He wrote the guest on the ground, that would be a problem. He's wrote the flower pot. Flower pot itself is not Makuber. Maybe the thing is growing inside of Makuber. The flower pot itself is not. The Cheres of the Asis Naku. So what does that tell you against Rashi? Two things. Mash was a cheres by Nekiva. Number one, you see the halacha, the fact. You see that Rashi wants to say that a cheres does not require a nekev. The only time you have a nekev is by words. Says Tosfos, he sees not true. Because the Gemara is talking about cheres or atzisabla. Obviously, it's a clay pot. And yet, we want it to be nothing. We care that that's the hope. The Imam Hachi, Myra Vusu Vanaka Say Mishana, the one is killing as a whole gun. Apparently it's meaningful for a clay pot to have a hole. Okay. You see from the Gemara, that there's something called that there's a difference between a clay pot with a hole and without a hole. That's not what you see, those Rashi's din as well. Rashi said it's din by clay on the hole. You see it's wrong. You see the Gemara itself opposite. You do need a hole, hole means something.
What's
and number two, yes?
What's the point of the hole? I mean, didn't we say that somebody the Rashi represented the hole of the fetish and without the hole?
Rashi, what I sort of think you need the hole, because the hole is what makes it the hole.
Yeah. Then what's the, yeah, that's what's very Rashi. But, like, yeah, okay. You could say like Rashi that, I mean, if I don't know, I guess.
No,
I was just in my head, I got all mixed up.
It has a good place to think.
No, I just thinking that the whole idea of Rashi was saying that we have a hole. I mean, it's,
So that's the problem. So what's Tosa's problem? What's Tosfos' problem? Tosfos' problem was that I see by Prusbul that you need Atzis Nakuv to be connected. So why are you telling me here that I don't need an Atzis Nakuv, even if it's Eonakuv by Cheres, even if Eonakuv is still connected? But I see by the Gemara and Chabal that at Prusbul you do need the, you wouldn't need the Atzis, oh, by Get. By Get, you wouldn't need the Atzis to be considered Mechuba, that's not as good as a Get, you would need the Nekuv. So what's Tosa's basic Hanaha? What's the easiest way to get out of the problem? The easiest way to get out of the problem is to say they're dealing with two different areas of halacha. Right? So we were talking about guests, and they were talking about who's this the same? Where else do you see Tosa's making this assumption? And then it's just all the same. The next Tosa. What goes on in the next Tosa? Tosa says, so what's the halacha? Halacha umaita, how does Oscar? How does Nakhu? Agabi say this. It is Mechuba, it's not Mechuba. What's the thing? The Tosa says, well, it is Mechuba. How do I know? How do I know? Gemara Lama Zayin Beprusbul. What does the Gemara say Beprusbul? What does the Gemara say Beprusbul? It's a character,
right?
It's a character. I can write a Prusbul. I have to have character. The Lova has to, the borrower has to have character of the lens of the writer. Prusbul, but enough of he has a funny kind of case. He has a Tosa Nakhu Agabi Yusayin. He owns no land. All he has is a real city dwelling. Right. He has no land of his own. All he has is one little flower pot sitting on stone. Masik. That's enough. That's character. He can now write a beautiful. Okay. You see, Asa Tavu Gavi say no. It is Mechuba, it's not Mechuba. Which one? It is Mechuba. Good. That's what the Gemara says in Lama Zayin. So it says, I over here, it sounds like we're not really so sure. And here the Gemara says, well, maybe yes, maybe not. The Gemara just says the last line of the Gemara is, well, maybe even the Rabbanan agree that the other stuff like Gabi says there's air, it's not water, it's not connected. How does it come about in the last sentence? I tell the Gemara Rabbanan of the Sina, not that the other is a Kuna, but we'll have to give a Kuna. So I'm like, other than not, but that was the last part of the Gemara, that's the Kuna Biyamu. Really is a Kuna. I think the Gemara says, not, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The Gemara and Shabbos. What was Tosfos' kasha in the Gemara and Shabbos? What was the fresh voice? Tosfos then said, the Gemara and Shabbos said something. What's the Gemara and Shabbos say? What's the Gemara and Shabbos case? Yeah? Good. I looked at the pots on the ground. I put on silk, stuff, chai mishum tolosh. Chai mishum tolosh means before it's mechubar, and now it's tolosh. Do you mean to tell me it's not connected? The Gemara of Prusbul says it is connected, and our Gemara is not so clear. So what is those, how does get out that they want to say there's a problem with the Gemara Lama Zion. They want to say that it is Mechubar. The Gemara of Shabbos says you're Chayiv Mishum Koster. So what's Tosfos' answer?
Shabbat.
Not really Chayiv. It looks like Koster, but really it's still Mechubar. Right. So again, Tosfos, now, how could you have, you could have said, look, there are different areas of halacha. In fact, there's someone who has to say that, Rambam. Because the Rambam takes this chayiv. Tosfos plays loose and fast with that Gemara and Shabbos. A chayiv means chayiv and jabonim. And they have a little bit of a raya, which the Rambam clearly does not accept, that raya. They have another Gemara which Rambam doesn't quote. And he says chayiv means chayiv.
A strong raya.
Huh?
Strong raya to have that jabonim.
Yeah, but he doesn't quote that Gemara at all.
It's the same Gemara.
He doesn't quote that part of the Gemara.
Oh.
You understand the machlokes? So one second. What are you going to say? That's the Rosh Halavitch. He says, hey, one second. We have a stira. The Gemara and Shabbos says if it's on stilts, it's disconnected. The Gemara Lama Zayin and Gittin says if it's on stilts, it is connected. Which one is it? The Tosfos trying to say, it's really all saying the same thing. That'll be Matzah, the Gemara, that's the Chayiv, the Chayiv, the Shabbos. The Rambam says, no, Chayiv is the real thing.
What do you want to say? The Gemara here is also talking about the Gemara leaves the store open.
So now, so, it seems to be like one Gemara said yes, one Gemara says no, one Gemara says maybe. So apparently I'm dealing with a different areas of halacha. So let's start to think a little bit. we'll start to think a little bit. So how would I distinguish? So here we get into something very, here we get into something very interesting. Let me ask you a question. If you have an Eved Kanani, let's take a second. You have an Eved Kanani, okay, and you give him a haircut on Shabbos. So what malacha did you do? Goes in, right? Cutting hair off of cutting something off of a living thing, cutting something non-living, cutting nails, hair off of a living animal, a person. Chayim mishum goes. Sounds good. I give you a haircut. Chayim mishum goes. I give the Eved a haircut. Chayim mishum goes. How about kosher? Because kosher?
No.
If I cut the Eved, give the Eved a haircut. I give the Eved, I cut the Eved's nail. Is that chayim mishum kosher?
No.
From Talish? No? Everyone think yes? Everyone agrees that there's no okay to kosher by Eved? What?
Tolada of kosher.
Why?
Because Torah doesn't tell you every specific thing in the modern world, like it's won't tell you you can't turn on the TV on Shabbos.
No.
But it will tell you you can't do a fire on Shabbos. And then from that, TV is a Torah.
Oh, okay, right. The Torah of what? The Torah of Gazed or Kosev? Kosev, the Tolish, that we said here, that's Tolish Minakaka, right? So you have Zoraya Tolish Kosev. And then, later in the Moachas, you have Gozes from a Balchai, or from a person. So every Kanani, let's get back to Roy, right. How does I want to buy an Eved? Does I want to buy an Eved? How do I buy an Eved? How do I buy an Eved? Like Karka. Have you ever heard of Avadim Hushmul Karka?
And
all the rules that apply to Karka apply to Avadim. So, okay, so if I want to buy an Eved, it's not going to do Mashiach. Not going to do Abba. I have to be called like Kesef Shai Chazaka, like Arka. There's a rule that you don't swear. Beit Din will make you swear on Karka. If you're Moder Mixas, I say you sold me 5 pieces of land. Now you say, no, I only sold you 3. And you sold me 5 houses. No, I only sold you 3 houses. No Shavuot. No, Ein Nishvah on Karka. Or Avadim. I say you sold me 10 Avadim. I say, no, only 3. Ein Nishvah on Avadim. In the Shmuel Karka, Evan Hupsh Shmuel Karka. You're not going to tell me that if I cut, so when I say it's Kosner, then he's Karka. It's a little ridiculous. He doesn't have an Evan Eretz Yisrael. So is he now, he's Karka? He's now Eretz Yisrael? He's an Asa Zaku?
Or not the Zaku on his head?
No, he cannot. If Evan has standing with bare feet, he's wearing shoes, the problem. That's what I'm telling him. He stands with bare feet on the Asmas Eretz Yisrael. So if I'm going to cut his hair, right, I'm going to cut his hair during Shemitah, you tell me that's the problem? His hair is having too much devices. Hookshu Kako. Every Hookshu Kako.
Well, even if it's like Kaka, hair.
So what do you see? So what do you see? Okay, that's maybe a bad example. I can't water him. He can't take a shower with his feet on the ground.
Put it out to the snuff on his head.
Right, put it out to the snuff on the head of the Avyev. Right. So he is very talented. So he can bounce things. He's going to walk around Azai with a flower pot on his head. So he told me that. That's considered Atzus Nakov because it's he's the Eretz Yisrael, he's Karka. So what do you see? I both say, so what do you see? What do you see? Why is it ridiculous?
Almost everyone was going before. Hey, he's a Kosher. Why not? He's a tree.
Property, I sold my house, and you can take my house again. Why?
because he was so mad on the house. The house isn't going anywhere. So he told the security he'll be able to take that. How about Evan? No. You can hide that thing behind the car. I'm looking for car cars. Evan didn't have
car cars.
No, but. So you see?
Yeah,
not
the
people
that
are
just
doing
my
house.
Yes, I know.
That's the
middle
right?
Yeah.
Minchabel.
10 minutes.
Okay, we'll have to get that photo. If you read it, it's very
carefully.
If you read it, it's very carefully. You might be saying.
Is it similar? Or is it?
You might be saying that, yeah. So what do you see about this? We're going back to our deal with Evan, we'll leave the haircut. I was told, hypothetically speaking, there might be some people who got a new haircut. There might be these boys with long hair. How can that be? I was told some of these people have haircuts. So, Evan Kanani, they tell me if I said to get a haircut to Ben Cholin, so then that maybe it only goes it. I give a haircut to my sheep, that only goes it. I give a haircut to my Evan Kanani, that's going to be Kosher. No, why? So obviously Kosher. But you would agree that at the same time, it's true that kosher is only on karka. It's a mishnah and shabbos, right? If you're tolish from the atzim tzaku, so then you're chayv. If tolish from atzim tzaku, you're not chayv from kosher. The kosher does have to do with karka, but not karka in the same way. It's different. The word karka apparently can be used in different ways.
Property is not land.
So we have to start developing different ideas exactly what Tarka means. Sometimes Tarka is going to be, we would get stuff like this today, and then we're going to develop it more fully in the Seder tomorrow than the Shir tomorrow, to really work out what this means. So, I remember, and it's fun memories, one that Junkan, you should hear always say, when June goes on, usually it starts to, towards the end of June, there's no clear definite end to Junkan. It's just sort of last week or so, years out. The one time, years ago, I don't know why they did this, but fabulous program, they did it, like, it stretched from May to June. So some of the programs, they weren't something I got here for. They had, I don't know why, but it was very nice. They had a series of shiurim in memory of, memorialized various rabbinim, Rosh Hashiva of YU from decades ago. They had one rabbi gave a shiur, So, Rabbi White, who was probably the longest running Rebbe here now, he was appointed by Dr. Revel, not by Dr. Lamb, not by Dr. Dolman, by Dr. Revel, the founding president of Yeshiva University. He was been a Rebbe for like 60 years or so. And by Yosef White, he did the Yoday Shir. Yeah. Yes. And he stole a rabbi off West Side, I believe. So he gave a Shir, Lehila, Yishmat, and Rav Shimon Shtah. Where he argued with Rav Shimon. He had Rav Shimon and argued with Rav Shimon. He was angry and he argued with Rav Shimon. And Rav Shechter gave a Shir for to memorialize the Moshe Salvation. It was funny because Rav Yosef White actually was a Talmud of it, he actually learned by the Moshe Salvation. So Rav Shechter got to speak about the Moshe Salvation and he said, I'm going to give a Shir. It's a little bit funny because I was born 6 months after he died. And meanwhile, Rav Shechter's father-in-law was a close Talmud of Shimon Shtap, and actually wrote Shal Yosef for him. It's ironic that they had Yosef White sitting there in Shimon and Rav Shechter speaking about Moshe Salvation. Okay, such is life. He gave them he gave the following share for Moshe Salvation. He said that over the course of the years in the Rav's Shurim, the Rav said different pieces, little bits and pieces for Moshe Salvation. The Rav Shechter reconstructed what's in one original mass of Shir that Rav Moshe Salvation gave, which Rav gave pieces of over the course of the years. What was the Shir? The Shir was, well, I'll tell you what it is, well, it begins to all over, and we'll develop it for tomorrow. It's all about Kaka versus Matalka. We think that Kaka Matalka. But really, there are five or six such ideas. There are five or six different concepts that we all kind of think of as Karka. They're not exactly the same. More or less similar, but they're not exactly the same. So, if sometimes you talk about Karka, it's Karka, but it has Kinyane Karka, you can't swear on Karka. There are rules that don't have, there's a concept for Karka versus Matalka. But then, to look at Evan, it's strictly, formally speaking, officially, he's Karka. So for all the technical rules, the formal rules of Karka, he's carving out the top. Why? There's our concept. He's not really Karka. He's not any more character than you or I, or than my dog. But he's no more character than anything else. He's no more character than my car. No more character. Well, why is he more character than I? Why is he more character than anyone else? As a rule, there is a character to them, there is a character. Straight. God, but that's only one. So that's the sense of character, the technical genus of character. But then there might be another genus of character, which is things going from the ground. Now, in terms of yinika from the character, in terms of whether you gain nutrition from the earth, that's very different than technically what you call character. Yet another idea might be nechasim sheishon achai, so at the home. Is it something that I have a sense is a real estate, something that I know is going to be that I can collect my debt from? So again, that's another thing. Is it a move or not? So that the ushers not with my yinika, but it doesn't mean that I rely that it's going to be there when I come back tomorrow. There might not be achai. And then get more different ideas. So then, once you recognize that, so Moshe Avichik used this, part of this is the shot, part of this is the article they published to explain this drama. How is on one hand, the other drama that we say that it's not Kaka, but it's not like Kaka. Make me learn. For Shabbos purposes, it's not like Kaka. You pick up the other drama that we say it's Polish. And yet, for the first rule, it is Kaka. So make me learn. So the beginning of the answer, is that there are different definitions of Kaka. We have to figure it out. We can see tomorrow a beautiful, gorgeous Tosfos in Shur that's going to really hit them very much head on. Okay, anyone see the Gemara Shur here? Come on. Okay. Good. More caution. No more caution. Okay. So with the direction that we're headed in is that this approach, we're going to see this approach of whether you differentiate the different rules of character, whether you lump everything all together, is there a place of that in terms of the bond process, in terms of how they deal with not with allocators, and is there also the place of that in terms of the top process, in terms of Tosa, Natasha, and Rashi, where you see Ramban who says maybe there's a good answer to Rashi using this way of thinking. The Gemara Chabad is very different from the Gemara Zafan, so it's different types of things. Well, it could be for here it is
doctor,
but there is
doctor,
but
no connection. Yeah. I think the real point is that when the Gemara says that if you can write a get on a Osnoko, and it's not considered a fucking Lysa, you pick it up and give it off. I mean, it's not considered Polish for a fucking Lysa.
You pick up the shovel and you put the shovel in the dirt.
You're gonna
uproot
a tree
for it.
Why is that not? What's the idea? Because
you don't need to do it.
You're allowed to lay down the leaf and then give it the whole plant.
Otherwise, they can write it from the beginning. No, he wrote it on the Charis of the other Tanko.
No, the Gemara is both in the
Tanko.
The Charis is not the Tanko. Right. The leaf, if he wants to leave, it's the Tanko. But he gives all when.
Yeah.
You're going to find out.
No,
he's saying,
really easy. You're going to get the whole plant.
No.
Why?
Why is it considered seed though?
You're pulling off the plant.
Oh, that's the answer to the question, and this is the answer. Because it could be that when you pick up the artist, well, the citrus develops. One possibility is you can, if you think that the artist is not allowed to be synthesized from the hooker,
you can have that.
Well, not yet. If I think of the answer, so one possibility, I pick it up. If it's still the hooker, I pick it up, and answer is still the hooker. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to say, I don't care about that without the hooker's maitre. Whether it's unique or not, it's not the same. In other words, it might be yonic in the ground. It doesn't mean it is ground. If it's one piece and I break it, it's a problem. If two pieces, then. If I take the yarmulke off the person and give it to her, that's not because of the mindset.
It's
just the
thing.
Yeah,
but
nobody.
This is all one
plant.
Yeah,
the ideal
one
plant.
Then it will hurt.
Is it considered
that
part of the tower still
to
do it from the
tower?
Watch, Neilman.
If you lay down, leaf of a tree.
No,
that
might be different.
No, you're unrooting the tree.
No,
if you lay down a leaf of a tree, I'll root the tree.
No, it's not.
No, Eliezer. Eliezer. No, it shouldn't, because the roots don't go through the hole.
The tree is rooted very close to the outside.
Let's see,
okay.
Yes, Pinnacle, that's the difference. A carrot is connected underground. Okay? That means that in order to get rid of the carrot, you need to have an actual serious mindset. However,
I hear you saying.
However,
right?
No!
You're
okay, Pinnacle, listen. Pinnacle, do you listen? Okay, listen.